today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 7th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Be with us to listen to verses 105 to 107 of chapter Anbiya from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin.
And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the world.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The government of the righteous servants of Allah over the earth is the merit reflected from the grace and mercy of Allah, which can be received in the light of messengership, and whatever of the prophetic mercy will be bestowed upon the individuals both in this world and the hereafter is a ray from the divine mercy. All of the divine ordinance and the penal laws of the Islam are also mercy for the society of the human beings. Allah is the Lord of the worlds, and His Messenger is a mercy for all the worlds. That is, the true training is possible to occur under the shadow of the Prophet's guidance.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about role model in Islam. We all have role models. In fact, it is an established fact that most human behaviors are learned through looking up to and emulating role models. Therefore, it is important that our role models are people who possess the qualities that we would like to have, and people who have affected us in a way that makes us want to be better human beings. It is through role models that we learn to handle life's problems. In today's social media saturated environment, we are more likely to choose role models from the fields of sports, fashion, and entertainment, who very often don't lead the kind of lives that we should want to emulate. If these are good qualities, then it is a good thing. But what if the people you consider your role models have pushed you away from Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model, and how can we be a good role model for others? But who is this model? Who is this imam that we are talking about? The real imam is the one who distinguishes the right from the wrong, the good from the bad, and the harmful from the beneficial. So it is related to the line of imamate and prophethood that the human path is separated from each of other paths and ways. So if I am a follower of this imam or this prophet, I will never give allegiance to a wicked and profligate ruler. But if I am a follower of a person like the opposite side, I'm ready to pledge allegiance even to the tyrants of the time. And we have plenty of such examples in the history of Islam and the history of nations. When I'm talking about Islam, because we now are the era of the Islamic Ummah, and we are a little bit, historically at least, we are a bit far from the history of other prophets. But we can find exactly, again, the same examples in the history and the life of the prophets of God, like that of Moses and Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it is the imamate and the, let's say, that comprehensive model of that we have been talking about that determines the standards and the slogans of people in their own lives. Therefore, the discussion is not a historical discussion, so that it makes it fruitless. So the discussion is alive in all the ages and all the centuries. This is actually a current discussion, or a discussion which is current for all ages and centuries. Let's call it a living discussion, a living issue that in all ages the human beings have been looking for a good role model to learn from him, to imitate their actions based on that.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Dear brothers, dear sisters, in this part, we want to learn about self-improvement. Why? Because it's one way to be a positive role model for your child. We are of a lifelong journey of learning in which we should constantly be working towards self-improvement. There is always something new to learn in life. We should try new experiences and broaden our horizons so that our children find pleasure in acquiring useful skills and knowledge, particularly life skills. As well as playing with them, it is a good idea to do some work together, for example, cooking. This builds relationships and proves confidence and competence in children. It is important to practice self-assessment, in which we question ourselves about our nafs and our actions. By reviewing our weaknesses and shortcomings regularly, we can ask for forgiveness from Allah and correct ourselves. Children should be encouraged to do the same. As long as we keep trying sincerely to become a better Muslim and put constant effort in it, we are already successful in the light of Islam, and it will be said, indeed, this is for you a reward, and your effort has been appreciated. The Holy Quran, Chapter 76, verse 22. ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا
رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
From the tips for choosing a good role model in life, we reach choosing someone who values you admire. Always choose someone as your role model whose work you admire and appreciate. They could be someone who teaches you values or reinforces values that are important to you. Also, who can help you deal with life's disappointments, challenges, and success. Similarly, always choose role models from whom you can learn things, not someone you imitate. For instance, if you are a medical student, you can get inspired to work with people who have mental health challenges. There, your role model can be a doctor or even a patient who always maintains a positive environment in the hospital.
My dear brothers and sisters, we are surrounded today by people who compete not only for our attention, but for our hearts and devotion. They vie with one another to amass great numbers of followers, friends, and subscribers to their channels and accounts online. There have never been more people with more variety of content than before. And so, who do we follow from this vast world of influencers? Who do we let into our homes and onto our screens and phones and ultimately into our hearts? There must be a standard to follow in this selection process. What is the criteria the Muslim should follow in selecting an influencer? Should they be rich? Should they be funny? Should they be witty perhaps? Should they be political or beautiful or athletic? The best example, surely, is the one who is best in speech. And so, what is the best speech? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech than the one who called to Allah and did righteousness and said, I am of the Muslims. The scholars of this ummah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, are the heirs, the inheritors of the prophets. The messenger, he said, إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. The scholars are the heirs of the prophets, for the prophets did not leave behind a dinar or a dirham. Rather, they left behind knowledge. So whoever takes it has taken a great share. Don't we want to follow those who will guide us to the straight path? Don't we want to follow those who fear Allah most among us? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, Allah said. Only those fear Allah from among the servants who have knowledge, who are scholars.
It's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.